The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sex dreams without about somebody that's not your partner is no big deal. I always thought it was. No, I always thought it wasn't.
And says who?
Right here. I get the article here. Doesn't mean your relationship's in bad shape. It means you're sexually active in your brain and blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah.
You can wake up and you just don't tell the person, you know. Or maybe if you're the kind of relationship you have with somebody, you know.
Sexually active in your brain.
Cheating on your partner in your sex dreams, you don't worry about it. Yeah. It's basically just cheating your partner in a dream may simply be a sign of curiosity, mm-hmm. normal sexual arousal, rather than a desire to stray from the relationship. Right. Yeah, people do
that. Are there people that have guilt about that?
I'm not me. Mm. Right. Because it's a dream.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
But you feel weird when you first wake up.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say it to anybody.
Weird in a good way.
Yeah.
Like when you climb the rope in gym class.
Yeah. You feel strong.
I usually have dreams I remember, which is, it's rare based on the amount of weed I smoke, but
exactly
I'm usually doing like a menial task. It's not even cool.
The thing you forgot to do in real life that day, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, no, it just says you're a regular. I don't feel guilty.
You know? Seems to me the ones that stick with me the most are the ones that scare the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Which sucks. Yeah. That's not the ones I want to remember.
And your sex dreams, are you actually banging? Because my sex dreams never get to that. They only get to a certain point.
I've had dreams where you're about to consummate it,
and then the dream ends. More often than not.
I haven't had a sex dream
in decades.
Yeah, no, I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least that I remember.
Are you?
Well, you're high all the time.
Obviously,
that's part of the problem.
You need to think about it a little more.
The anxiety medication I take, one of the side effects is I have very realistic
vivid dreams
that, I can wake up and just tell you like I read a book.
In color kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. In full. And they're usually like real life people that I've like interacted with. There's no like real strange stuff going on, like, oh, and there's aliens here, but that's okay, you know what I mean?
Okay.
They're boring.
You may be tempted to conclude these dreams were longing for an ex, but based on a number of studies, the opposite is actually true. These dreams appear to be helping us get over their former partners and maybe simply a way of processing the emotions of a breakup. But I just don't think you're bringing up, hey, I had a dream about bagging, you know, my ex. Yeah. So I'm kind of horny right now, so why don't we have sex?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Bring that up on the first date.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, here's one. I never had these. We've had much more of an inclination towards bisexuality and novel sexual reactions in our dreams. Yeah. But again, if you're dreaming of a same-sex encounter, it doesn't mean anything about your real-life sexuality. There you go, Nick.
That's what Puss is always saying. Yeah.
Rest well, that easy, one got
buddy.
Passed around the room real quick.
Yeah, it did. Hot potato.
That's what Todd always told me.
Well, Rachel technically is bi. So,
I was going to say, well.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any sexual dreams about that little person that was your roommate in college?
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
I did.
After I was on radio that day,
if
he's like,
brought up that
hell
radio,
yeah.
I thought about that one.
That was a fetish he didn't know he had. Until that day.
Yeah.
They've got all that extra room in the bed.
Yeah. More than 50% of the people that show up in my dreams are just random people I don't recognize.
Yeah. Or some sort of demon. Like
mine are real people. Mine are real people. Not necessarily sex dreams. Mine are real people, though. I mean, they're people that, yeah. But I do have some like that. You mentioned nameless, faceless women, you know.
The perfect dreams. Woman.
Yeah. Erotic dreams are not tied to how much sex we are having in your waking life, nor to whether you masturbate. Not even connected to how much pornography you consume. All right, so
great,
we're good.
Rest
we're good.
Easy, everyone.
Yeah, that is good. So I can't blame it on constant porn. You know,
constant
porn. Exactly.
We call it show prep around here.
Yeah, show prep around. In fact, I sent you some. Yeah, sorry about that.
You did. Yeah. You did. You texted that to us earlier. Thanks
yes,
for that.
I did.
Jack says
it was our friend.
Yeah. I get a link from you. I go, oh, this is probably important. Nope, that's not important.
Not important at all.
That's not what we're going to be talking about the next segment.
I guarantee. Enjoy that. You know, she was with a big black man. I figured you'd enjoy that. You know.
Oh, you sent me
a friend. She's our friend.
It was a surprise one. It was a couple months back. But it was pretty hot. It looked like a hot chick on one of those Sibian machines.
What's a Sibian machine?
You always say Sibian machine. I don't know what that is.
Hey, it looks like a pommel
really?
Horse.
Oh.
You guys don't know what that is?
No, I never did.
I know.
Hey,
what?
We're not shaming.
No. It was pure inquiry. No shame.
Okay.
I think she thinks it probably came up in your show prep more than once.
It's like what Howard Stern always had those ladies ride on his show.
Like a big penis?
It's like a pommel horse with a dildo on it.
Oh, yeah. I got it. Yeah, I didn't know what it's called. I called
it a
pommel horse with a dildo
chair.
Right.
Yeah.
a little rail you sit on. And got,
that's a push sits on.
Yeah. You send this clip of a woman with, she had big boobs and they're bouncing, and then it cuts down and then there's a wiener. You don't remember sending that?
I sent that?
Yeah. You sent that.
I've been drinking, yeah.
No, it came from you like right after the show, so I don't think you've been drinking.
How much are these? These would be a great white elephant gift.
I think they're probably more than white elephant.
They're real expensive.
I think they are expensive. Yeah. You shopped?
No interest in one, but it's like heavy machinery.
Yeah,
how do you hide it?
You hang a shirt on the wiener.
You sit on it.
People walk in. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm talking
you
about somebody comes to visit your apartment. Ah, that's my wiener, pommel.
My seat.
Yeah.
You can't sit there.
That's my spot.
So no
oh
time
my God,
have you
these
ever thought
$1,300
yeah. It's on
yeah.
the recliner.
Oh, yeah. A Sibian would sure hit the spot right now.
Would it?
Hit the spot.
Almost did a spit dick there.
It's
some of them looks like they just have the doorknobs.
Well,
according to their website, there's a whole attachment package that comes along with it. There's a various different things. And they come in
this one comes with a cowboy.
How much for the man?
Yeah.
And they come in your choice of racial colors as well.
Yeah.
Well, what are those colors?
Black and white.
Does anybody have them like just recreationally in the sex room in their house, or is that mostly for porn stars?
Well, you'd really have to be committed to the sex room to go
through. Who's going to admit they got a sex swing in their house? You know, I don't have one, but who's going to admit that? You know?
No, nobody will admit that they purchased a Sibian.
Well, first of all, if you got kids, you know, they're gonna find a room that you have something in.
And they'll be riding on the Sibian.
Right.
Yeah.
That'll scar
you.
Yeah.
That. Yeah, it's an electric rocking horse to them.
You think it's hard to hide regular sex toys?
You hadn't cleaned it off yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They have these outside grocery stores. You just put a quarter in.
Exactly.
Or does it become like a treadmill? Do you just end up throwing your clothes on the Sibian?
Right, it's never used.
Right, it's just a clothes rack.
You could use the dildo as a hanger.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
Every New Year's Eve, you're making that resolution. I'm going to use it more this year. I'm really going to do it.
They'll even sell you a $400 storage cabinet for it so that you can drop it down into this like leather-looking box so it looks kind of like a footstool when you're not using it.
Oh, okay, so you can have it in the living room where you're entertaining folks and take it out of the box when it's fun time.
There's also a floor mat that goes underneath it in case things get messy.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Tarp.
It gets pretty sloppy in there, I'm sure, you know.
Jack says, my girlfriend will have a dream of me cheating on her, and she's almost mad when she wakes up. I laugh and ask, was she hot? I don't know if that's the right way to go about it, but apparently they're still together.
I was going to say, it's good enough.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, speaking of cheating, this is a list of stuff that guys have done. The private investigator, these are the craziest things he's seen.
Oh, that's
one guy just had a double life. Those guys always amaze me. The guys that have two different houses within the same town with families in both. I mean, that you've heard stories that actually legitimate stories of people that did
you're just looking over your shoulder.
But they're in the same
house.
I mean, the same name, the same pretty much.
And it's constant covering your ass, I would imagine.
That happened to two girls I graduated high school with. They were twins, and their dad had a full second life. And he was a well-known gynecologist here in town, like delivered babies on 16 and pregnant and stuff. And when everybody found out, he chose the other family.
One was the other family?
Not the girls I went to school with.
But what was the time difference between the first family and the second family?
He had kids with this other family.
That's what I mean.
And they were like close in age.
So he started about the same time.
But he didn't go back. Wow. The one house he didn't pretend he was even living in the other house, right? Because a lot of these guys actually will live in both places and say they work.
Yeah, like going on business trips like teaching a seminar somewhere else.
He sure travels a lot.
Uh-huh.
So he had children with both women?
Yeah, had like four. Well, the girls that I went to school with, they had a family of four kids. And I think his other family had two kids.
How do you exist in a daily basis? Walking around.
Yeah, how do you go out in public with the other
Omaha,
family?
I mean, Omaha's
you would have to live in fear.
Yeah, Omaha's a big, small town.
Constant fear.
Right.
I mean, it's a big town, but it's also a small town when it comes to people know. You're right.
Now, I might have misspoke. They could have been in, like, maybe Blair or,
still,
like...
That's a bedroom community.
But they were all in Nebraska, so... Right. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, you would want a little more space in between, but that would also make the logistics.
Like across the country or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
Jim Sucks
I would think in a small town like that, it would be even more difficult.
No. Right. The other one's in Omaha.
One in a small town, one in the big town.
Okay.
But they're still only 20, 30 miles apart.
Right.
Yeah, but they're like 15 years apart.
Yeah, but in little towns, everybody talks.
How do you even live? Like, I can't find my sunglasses, and I have one house.
What if your kids start playing? What if your kids start playing youth sports, man? Yeah.
He just sits in the bleachers and like cheers for both teams, and they're like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just having a good time."
I feel like he's my son.
Yeah, and that is crazy.
He is?
How they end up finding out, you know?
I think I don't know. I remember the twin girls came to school one day and like told everybody about it. So I think like their mom found out. And then, he ended up going and living with the other family.
I'm guessing the cell phone busted him.
Yeah. Probably because the other one, he probably had the one that said he could hang, he picked probably. Like one said, you're done. Don't say, well, I forgive you. You can stay.
Or maybe the other woman still doesn't know. And all of a sudden he's like, I got a new job where I can be home more.
Yeah, because usually in a dovetailing situation, Tyler will back me up on this, one woman knows and the other does not.
Right, and it doesn't work out well.
No.
Oh, it does for a while. It's fun for a while.
You think one of them would have to know, you get a split up holidays? What a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah, what a nightmare.
And
man.
Maybe the other family did know, and that's why he went with them, because they're like, she's cool.
Okay, yeah. Permanent banana boner checking in here, and I can see how this might work out. He says he works for the railroad, have heard multiple instances of people having a family in Omaha and in North Platte because they were on both sides of the route that they had to take for the railroad. And you got about, what, 3-4 hours in between those two towns, so there's not a lot of crossover.
Well, the famous case is, and I don't think they found out until after
Carral.
He was dead, but Charles Carroll, who used to work for CBS, had another family across the country. I don't know how far apart they
were. They were far apart. One was back east, one was way out west.
He had two families.
Right. Then everybody shows up at the funeral.
And Charles Carroll was a piece of ass, too, by the way.
He was. He did a show called...
He died, they found out.
Was it On the Road?
Oh, that's
crazy. On the Road. Yeah, On the Road with Charles Carroll.
So he was on the road a lot, visiting his other family.
Right. That was part of it, but he was on the road for his job, so he was always out
and
about.
And he kept it a full secret until he died. Nobody found out until after he was gone.
And at the funeral, they were just like,
nobody.
Somebody
might have found out, but it didn't go public till after he was dead.
Okay, I was going to say, if both families were completely in the dark until after he died, and then like everybody shows up at the funeral home together, wait, what? That's pretty good.
They found out because he died. Like, other things just started coming out. Like, okay, well, who's calling here? Who's calling there? You know?
Was there people in the will?
I mean, give him credit for being a master at his craft.
Seriously.
Well, good thing he was dead.
It probably went exactly the way he planned it. You know what
I
mean?
I'm going to die. You'll find out then.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's not his problem, and he won the game.
Exactly.
Well, I just was watching CBS Sunday Morning a couple of months back, and they did a retrospective of their whole time on the air. It must have been an anniversary, a long time. And they featured a whole big piece about Charles Carroll. But they didn't say that. And
they
by
didn't
the way,
mention that?
Yeah. By the way, he had a couple of families.
Old Charlie was two-time
master juggler.
Yeah. He was pounded on both sides of the country, man.
I'm serious. I think he won. If he kept it a secret till he died.
Oh, for sure.
You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, well, you know, the kids on either end probably think a little less of him now.
Well, yes. Probably. Yeah. But again, he's gone. Not his problem.
Yeah. It always makes me nervous, too. Like, what about what if the two families' kids, like, meet at a college or something and fall in love?
Yeah.
Oh,
They bring home a boyfriend and it's your son?
Accidental incest.
Right.
Yeah, but that becomes his legacy. We're not talking about all the great work that he did.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about he juggled a couple families.
But he may have had...
No, that's a side thing. The CBS Sunday Morning did this, what a great reporter he was, you know.
Yeah, but we're not remembering that.
No.
We're remembering this part.
I'm equally as impressed with what he did there, too, though.
Yeah.
The two families across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Getting away with that.
And a career.
Right. Yeah. Right. You really can't have it all.
You got to stretch. You think about it. You got to stretch the paycheck.
Right.
But both wives are probably working, too.
The logistics involved and just arranging that is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right.
There's more of these in here, by the way, about how guys got away with cheating. Well, until they got caught, I guess. Rachel Ware, George Lopez a little later on this morning. Rachel's got a underwear show tonight. Well, it's not.
That's
comedy.
It's comedy. It sounds like a fashion show.
I'll be in my underwear, and I might be doing comedy.
Yeah. At the back line, right?
At the back line tonight, 9:30 p.m.
And Nick's in Fremont, where his second family lives.
Right. These places tonight.
Right under the bus.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland. And Rachel is on the Blaze and Mike show that Gary Curtis and I are doing.
Yes, I
Friday,
am.
May 10th at the Funny Bone.
Fully clothed, though. Everybody will be fully clothed.
We'll see.
For that one. Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Gary in underwear. All right.
We know.
Yeah, we know. All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.